Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Welcome, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with Brino and Thais. They are Brazilians. They shared their story of how they came to know Christ in high school, each at the same age. They knew each other. God brought them together with great clarity, and particularly, you know, Brino, it's kind of cool how you wrote those three things down, starting with your parents' blessing. In the very moment you just had an instruction, go talk to her, your parents released you. How cool is that, you know? And then Thais, you knew that you wanted somebody that had a heart for God and that you knew it was going to be a beautiful time together, and God confirmed that. So you get married. But during this time of dating, you were part of a famous band. You wrote music and you were offered a contract, which would have been probably international, by the way, and very financially beneficial, as well as the thrill of that, you know, and like you say, every musician's dream would be to do that. You said you didn't have any comfort with that, and God kept saying no, and you both came to a conclusion, no, but you're about ready to get married, and you don't have any income and any prospects. So how did you work through that when it didn't make sense on the surface? You knew that you knew, nope, the answer is no, and that produced hardship with, you know, the band member and all those people not being happy with you. What happened next? What did God do next?
So we got married and went on our honeymoon with no perspective, no prospect, no nothing. A few days into honeymoon, I get a phone call from my father. My father is a businessman as well as a minister. He's a volunteer pastor, but he's a full-time businessman. So he works with franchise, and one of his franchisees had lost the business because, you know, just wasn't making money. So my father offered us this kiosk at a shopping mall in Brazil to sell fruits and chocolate. And I was like, and my dad was like, well, pray about it. Like, that's about what I can offer at the moment. He was going through a very hard time financially as well. The company was, you know, struggling. So he couldn't really financially support, but he was like, I'll give you this business, but you're no businessman. Like, and this guy was a businessman and he went bankrupt there. So like, you know, we prayed about it. And again, like when, you know, when the Lord confirmed some really immediately, it was that. Just like I had no peace going down the road of this big contract, I had all the peace going down the road of this fruit and chocolate business, which I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. So we went back and started just going, the two of us, early mornings at the mall. She's chopping down strawberries. I'm like, you know, getting the stuff ready. And we're spending hours at this shopping mall, selling fruits and chocolate. And then it was so difficult. It was hard. We were just like, okay, so we went from that, like those big stages, lights, like all the things, to this crazy, it wasn't even a cool mall. It was like, you know, like, and I'm like, okay. So for 3 years, the Lord used that to really shape our hearts and really heal some of the things that needed to, you know, and deal with some of the things that needed to be dealt with, primarily in my heart and also in her heart, tearing down some idols that I've put within ministry, within my heart, challenging some of my beliefs and the way that all worked, and redefining ministry, what missions is, and the heart of God for people. So there was a turning point that we understood. It was like, well, this is what God called us to do now. So let's be faithful to it. So we went from like just trying to get by the day to like, we're going to love the people that come to buy fruits and chocolate, you know, like, and we were preaching the gospel. We're praying for people there. And like, we're having a blast now. And in the midst of that, I started writing again. So with all the saying no to the contract and like quitting the band, a lot of hurt came from that. you know, it was just, you know, so much of the hypocrisy of some believers just hit us super hard. And the Lord needed to put us through that so we could reestablish his, you know, lordship in our lives, like for real, not just, you know, with words. And that started this healing process. And in that, I started writing again songs, and I was planning on recording those songs, but nobody knew that. Just Thais knew that, and my parents knew that. I was talking to this producer, and anyways, I get a phone call from my father one night randomly. He's like, "Hey, are you going home? Stop by this event that we're at and just grab some food and go home. It's free food. You just, you know, it's great food for free." So I go there. It's a birthday. There's this buffet line. I'm standing there with my plate, and the person in front of me, whom I never met, never knew this person, he looks back and goes, "God likes you." And with, I was like, what is even that supposed to mean? Like, and he continues on to say, "God's going to take you back to America." Because I've done YWAM in America. So he's like, "God's going to take you back to America." So that caught my attention. I was like, "Why are you saying that?" He was like,
Yeah.
And then he said, you're going to write some songs. You're writing some songs currently, and you're going to record them. And life is going to be completely aligned here. And you're going to finish this album. That's when the Lord is going to take you to America. And I was like, okay. Then he, at this moment, I'm feeling the Lord speaking through this guy. So like, there's a sense of fear there. And I'm like, so he hugs me and just whispered in my ear some of the stuff I prayed that very morning. And I was like, okay, so God's clearly speaking here. He was like, "You don't have to do anything. The Lord's gonna take you to America. Just go on with your life and he will do it." Fast forward 2 years, I have finished my album, and I'm driving from the studio with the master's copy of the CD. I'm driving, I get a text from a third cousin that I have that I had never spoken to that lives here in Beverly. She goes to Netcast. Netcast back in the day was a church plant. And she was like, "Hey, I became a Christian. I'm your cousin. I was talking to my pastor here, and somehow your name came up, and I'm reaching out." And I immediately thought of the guy 2 years before that saying, "Hey, when you're finished with this album, the Lord's going to take you to America." That was a Friday night. That following Wednesday, I led worship at this conference, big conference. And that man that prophesied was the speaker that night. I'd only seen him once. It was that one time. And then here I am 5 days later after receiving a text message from a cousin in America, and the guy's preaching. He starts preaching, awesome. And he goes like, "I have a word to give to the worship leader. Bring him up here." So I go, so I'm freaking out, right? Because like I'm texting Thais. I'm like, "You won't believe this. The guy's here. Like, he's a preacher. He's going to preach tonight." And I go up on stage. He has 2,500 people raise their hands and pretty much sent me, you know, to America. He's like, "I see the American flag wrapped all around you, and there's some there for you, and you're released to go." So that was a big confirmation. At that point, we were back in ministry. Life was making sense. We were making money. We were living in the place that we always wanted to live. Just like he had said, your life is going to be perfectly aligned. That's when the Lord is going to take you. So long story short, we sold everything. After many, many confirmations, we sold everything and moved to America out of faith. There was no job promised at Netcast. They, you know, there was none of that. We sold everything, came with every penny we had, and started living here, just believing that the Lord has some for this area. And there's a connection between America and Brazil.
Yep.
That's much broader than this story, but it's certainly part of that. So that's how we came to America.
Can you share, just because I know there are listeners that would love to hear this story. There is a story that you've shared with me before about being newer here and being almost out of money.
Oh, yeah.
And a miraculous provision that God did in, I believe it was in a hotel or something, actually.
Right.
So, you know the story. Yeah. I don't want to say too much, so please share that.
No, there are multiple stories. Beautiful. There is one that was really remarkable in our lives. Was I had $250 left, and that was all the money I had. And I'm finally like walking down the street. It was December. It was freezing cold. I'm walking down. I am feeling like a failure this time, because I'm like, I dragged my wife out here and I'm questioning, you know, I knew that I did the right thing. I knew I followed God, but I didn't feel like, you know, in that moment. So I'm walking down. I walk down to the beach. There's a bench. I sit down and I'm asking God, give me some money. Like, I need to pay my bills. I'm going to run out of money by the end of the week. And I'm there. I had my eyes closed and I felt almost like it felt like a physical presence sat right next to me. And it was his presence. And I remember shifting my prayer in that moment immediately. I said, Lord, if this is what it takes to have this, don't give me any money.
I love that.
And I was just crying. And that night, I come back home and there's an envelope, like an anonymous envelope with $3,300 cash that very night. Yeah, there was another at a hotel. Tyson and I were at a hotel and we were like, okay, God, we're again at the same spot, kind of running out of money. That's crazy. And we were like, but, you know, it's that we were at that moment, God was at that season, God was speaking to us about manna from heaven and really that daily provision and how we are not supposed to just get tired of it. And, you know, like, and that was that. So like, we were thanking God for the daily provision. We're like, we have enough for today. We don't have for tomorrow, but we have for today. And we said, amen. We got a text from a guy down in Colorado, I believe, saying, hey, I was praying and the Lord told me to send you this amount of money. And just Venmo was cash. We have stories like that. We had a $5,000 anonymous check show up at our mailbox that I almost threw away because I thought it was like a prank or something.
Yeah.
It was from a financial institution that like one of their clients said, hey,
right.
You know, and I was like, okay, I guess this is a check. I took to the bank. I was like, is this a real check? And they were like, yeah. Stories like that just kept going and keeps happening with us, you know, and it's been amazing.
What are you doing now? What kind of things are you up to right now?
So, well, now with kids, I feel like that's what we do primarily. We just...
kids. I know what you're talking about.
Right? So, but other than that, so I'm currently one of the pastors in NetCast Church. We are, we're growing exponentially. We had almost 1,000 people last Sunday. We baptized 56 people, and that's primary what we do. You know, Thais, you know, is currently more in the trenches of raising kids. You know, and we're literally just trying to be faithful with the little. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That's that family and the ministry.
Are you are you still writing songs? And
that's a good question. So, to be honest with you, that's something I'm trying to process with God. And Kathy knows this. That's why she's laughing.
I did not tell Rich this part at all.
Right. So I've been stuck with that. I'm being completely honest. I felt like 2024, the Lord gave me a clear direction. You should write again. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just have this crazy block and I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to take different approaches to it. I will say this though, is I've been trying to move the ball forward because I know God wants that to happen. So, you know, regardless of my ability to write at the moment, I'm gathering music writers that are part of our team as well. I'm organizing ideas and song ideas that I've had since 2017. I went through all of them. I got 30 song ideas in the can now to develop. So I am moving forward, but there is this sense of like, I feel stuck, like creatively, you know, and I'm like, God, what is happening? And Kathy had like a word the other day, and that word is just echoing in my heart, you know? So I believe that is the next thing that the Lord is calling and inviting us as a family, as individuals into, again, mm-hmm. writing, you know, putting out a sound that matches what God is doing at this season. In this area.
When you say the block, what do you feel it is? I mean, what is blocking, do you think? How would you describe it?
I think a lot of it has to do with my hidden insecurities, primarily with like language. Most things I've written has been in Portuguese. And I feel like that's what the Lord is healing me from. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I've gone as understanding what's happening. I know God has already said yes. I know logic that my English is not bad I know that I have the support system in place that will correct me, you know, and help perfect that. But there's still a little bit of perfectionism and insecurity. It's a combination of both. And I need to, that's the block I need to overcome.
Yeah. You know?
So that's that.
Yeah. And so as you've, you've learned about abiding, and we can talk a little bit about how actually you can go there on this. Cause I had a sense you've been describing, you know, even when you shared originally, you wrote songs and you had a potential to be famous. Even when you said that, what I heard was that wasn't how God wanted you to play it out, but I've given you a gift that I do want you to play out. So we'll talk more about that. But as you've learned abiding piece of it, and we'll actually apply it coming back to this, what have you learned about, you know, just being, spending time with God together, and how has that worked for you?
Do you want to speak on that?
Yeah, I think to me we did the retreat. That was a great experience. Sometimes we get the Bible and read and want to do like, I want to read the Bible and get like the most of it. But like the importance to get one verse and to meditate in one verse and see how deep the Holy Spirit can take us through one verse, and then just talk to us and reveal so many important things. And to me also, like the crossing reference, it wasn't like something that I used to use at all. But how, like, I just love how the Holy Spirit can connect things and build this bigger, like, picture or revelation. So it is definitely something that we do a lot together and change our perspective of how the Holy Spirit can talk to us through the Bible. Like, we don't, like, obviously, like, for sure we can read, like, many, many chapters. But, like, one verse sometimes, it's what God wants us to go deeper and deeper and understanding, like, how he wants to use, like, the simple things and unveil, like, his, like, how can I say, his mystery, like, through the Bible. So,
We even talked last night, too, another thing that learning how to abide more intentionally in the retreat was so important, because it helped us get away from the fast-paced cultural way to do things, right? Like, in my life before the retreat, if I'm honest, like, I was very, like, fast-paced in my times with the Lord. It was very productivity based almost, and like, I gotta do it, I gotta get the reading in, and like, now let me listen, like, you know. And then there's like this boom 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 boom, and abiding was so freeing to just be like, I'll take my time. This year specifically, there were four passages that the Lord just had me stay for weeks and weeks.
I love it.
And that is so good. Like, it's just a different, it's so free.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, as you just understand that, it's just spending time going deeper and letting God show you the truth of it. I just believe that, as you shared your story and you now are at a point where, you know, God said, I want you to go right, but you have a block, which is okay, by the way. It's not bad. Here's what I would say, and then we'll work with you on this, but you two spend time in Isaiah 58, 6 through 14. It's a fast that he calls you to. He said that I need to break away the block. Specifically, that's what he says. I'll break away the block. And he tells you what he's going to do. And then he does say, here's your role in that. So you two write that out. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 14. Okay. Write them out. And then once you write it out, what does it say to you just on the surface? And then send that to Kathy and I. And when we're going to walk with you a little bit, including God said to us, while you're speaking, is he wants us, our ministry, to help you move to the next level. And there's something about this that's cool. And by the way, Brazil is a big, big thing, because God has introduced that to us about 6 months ago. We actually did a retreat. As a ministry, we did a retreat in Brazil, and they were so excited about it. We are today, right now, translating our Abide retreat into Portuguese.
Come on.
That's cool. And it's close to being done, right?
And it's going to be done. And then we'll be able to send people, which could include you. And one of the interesting things as we're praying about this, and we have some people that are all involved with this. And involvement is just God just gave them a heart for it. That's it. We haven't developed a full plan yet. But one thing that was said is, they said, well, you can send some people down there, but actually there's plenty of Brazilians that have a heart for God here that you can show them this. They'll go down and do it because they love going home.
That's correct.
So that's all going to be in play, but it'll be exciting if you will now just, and a fast is, you know, it's just take some time away from something normal. So it's not a lengthy thing. It's just periodic. I'm going to go spend time with God and let him talk to you. He says, I'll release the burden. Don't worry. And he said, actually, part of your block is you're trying to figure that out. He said, you can't figure it out. I got to show you and I'll release it. And at the right moment, it's going to stimulate this creativity. And there's a timing to all this. And then we are supposed to assist you. And I don't even know what that means other than, well, let's just go walk together and find out.
I know. I'll just throw in because you guys know this is my heart and I adore you and your family. But we've done this. Bruno and Thais and I and Dan have done this with other people before too. But I would absolutely come alongside and literally do a fast with you guys on this and spend some time. I think it would be really cool to spend time together fasting and sharing what God reveals in the midst of it.
Yes. Amen.
Just setting some time specifically for this.
Would be cool. Yeah. And the, you know, the beautiful thing is that God puts it together with one, and you can kind of sense this, that he's gifted you in music. So you're gifted and you could have used that naturally, but he said, no, I want it to be mine and supernaturally. And, you know, now he's saying, I release you again and I've got to guide you into where I need you. So the block is kind of purposeful, really, because otherwise you'd be off, you know, and God says, no, don't go off yet, but I'll show you what that means. And he's going to marry, which is what we see, your hearts for God are just pure. You just have pure hearts for God and you're willing to follow completely, which you've demonstrated. And God says, okay, now I can take your gift and your heart together, and I'm going to do something with this. And he just said to us, I want you to participate in this at the moment. And again, we don't even know what that means other than, sure, we'll do that.
Right.
How fun will that be?
Right.
So, you know, we're just overwhelmed by what God does and your hearts and demonstrating what God does, and we're excited. So we'll do this together, and then we'll have everybody back on, and we'll get to see. Okay, Father, what's going to be next? And our view of it is always, and I say this a lot. Well, this ought to be interesting because we get to see Him. So Heavenly Father, we pray over Bruno and Thais. They have such pure hearts. You have chosen them because of that purity and because of their loveliness, and we know that you're up to something. There's great things ahead, grand things ahead, and you're going to use them to both receive it and give it away. And so we just pray that how exciting this will be as they just go and abide with you, and we'll just walk with them. And we'll report back to the audience what you're up to, and it'll be an exciting story that we just get to see play out right now. We pray blessing over them, over their ministry, over their family, over their marriage, and the joy of walking with you. And we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys. It was really an honor to be here. And then I believe that it's a connection, a relationship.
I do. Starting. Absolutely.
This is fantastic.
Just one last thing. Isaiah 58 was in my Bible reading 2 days ago, and it was brought up by you and another person randomly. So just confirming that. So
I love that.
So God says, pay attention.
Also super cool. I'll just share real quick, as Rich was praying and he brought up the pureness of your heart. the day we're taping this, the verse of the day today was, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
Oh,
and I'm like, how cool is that? Just prophetically over you two. Yeah. Y'all are a joy. And I am so thankful. I'm privileged to call you friend.
Oh.
And thankful that that you guys were able to join us, and that other listeners are going to get the chance to be encouraged to just see you guys do such a beautiful job of surrender and truly making God big. I think just hearing your stories of his faithfulness will encourage other people to trust him more, just to trust him more. And I think it's absolutely beautiful. So thank you for doing that. And to our listeners, if you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.